Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One person dead after crash on Turnpike near Hayesville. We've got the story.
Governor Brownback delivers his final State of the State speech. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A former Kansas mail carrier gets probation for delivering marijuana. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. We could see 60 degrees for a high temperature and snow all within a 24-hour period. We will explain in our forecast. It's coming up.
One person is dead, one seriously injured after a two-vehicle crash on the Kansas Turnpike south of Wichita. The crash was reported near Hayesville around 1:30 this morning. The wreckage blocked northbound traffic for a time, but northbound traffic on the turnpike now open down near Hayesville.
Governor Sam Brownback is proposing that Kansas phase in a $600 million increase in spending on its public schools over 5 years. He included the proposal in his State of the State address last evening to a joint session of the legislature.
My budget recommendations includes an additional $600 million in funding over the next 5 years. This multi-year approach will provide the time necessary for school districts to plan and spend this additional money more effectively. My proposal does not include a tax increase.
That proposal is a response to a Kansas Supreme Court mandate to boost spending on public schools. Brownback plans to release detailed budget proposals today.
Several items were on the agenda Tuesday during the Wichita City Council's first regular meeting of 2018.
The council held public meetings on three Community Improvement District proposals, or CIDs. One is located in the Delano District, Spaghetti Works in Old Town, and Chicken and Pickle, a new business to be located near 13th and Greenwich. The Delano proposal passed 5-2, with Mayor Jeff Longwell explaining he voted no, as the money in this CID would go to the developer only and not the city. The Spaghetti Works and Chicken and Pickle projects also passed, both on votes of 6-1. In a unanimous vote, the City Council also approved a $22 million upgrade to the Stryker Multisport Complex located at K96 in Greenwich. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police have booked a man accused of shooting at officers and leading them on a chase in late December. The suspect, 21-year-old Elijah Martinez, was wounded during the police chase. Martinez was struck in his lower jaw after police returned fire. He was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. District Attorney Mark Bennett tells KSN News Martinez was released just a few weeks earlier on a burglary case because of short staffing and resources.
Bottom line is that's what a police chief is supposed to do, is attend to the resources that he has available and make decisions about where to place those resources.
A warrant was later issued for his arrest.
At least 13 people have been killed in mud and debris slides in Santa Barbara County, California, after heavy rainfall.
Late Tuesday, first responders said they'd rescued dozens of people by air and ground, but were still in search and rescue mode, looking for people who might be alive, trapped in several damaged or destroyed homes. Heavy rain sent mud and debris flowing rapidly down steep hillsides. Sheriff Bill Brown said the area hardest hit, Montecito, looked like a battlefield.
It was literally a carpet of mud and debris everywhere, with huge boulders, rocks, down trees, power lines, wrecked cars.
Other areas, especially in LA County, were evacuated as well, mostly in areas where fires burned through and left the hillsides bare and susceptible to mudslides. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
During a nearly hour-long meeting at the White House with lawmakers, President Trump said he wants a bipartisan plan on immigration, but insists any plan must include funding for his border wall.
The president suggesting a two-phase immigration deal, first dealing with border security and the DACA program, which will end on March 5th without an agreement, then broader issues after.
I think what we're all saying is we'll do DACA And we can certainly start comprehensive immigration reform the following afternoon, okay?
Another topic, earmarks. They've been banned in Congress since 2010, but now the president says they may need to make a comeback. President Trump saying earmarks may serve as a negotiation tool for a gridlocked Congress, but not all lawmakers are sold on the idea. In Washington, Lauren Blanchard, Fox News.
Federal prosecutors say a former mail carrier was part of a scheme to deliver marijuana to Johnson County.
25-year-old Terrell Shears of Overland Park on Tuesday was placed on 5 years probation for possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute. Prosecutors say while Johnson delivered mail, he would give addresses to Arizona drug traffickers. The dealers would then mail packages with marijuana to those addresses, and Shears would drop them off at an apartment building. He then texted a person he knew only as John to pick them up. Investigators found 40 pounds of marijuana in Shears' postal vehicle when he was arrested. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
KNSS News time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Exciting finish last night up in Lawrence between the Jayhawks and the Cyclones in men's basketball. We'll have highlights and hear from Kansas coach Bill Self coming up in sports.
The latest from the Consumer Electronics Show coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. News with Steve and Ted, now 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. A police officer wrestled with a suspect with a gun in southeast Wichita. Police officer Charlie Davidson says late Saturday night, two officers pulled over a car for a traffic violation in the 800 block of South Fountain. An officer asked a 21-year-old male passenger to step out of the vehicle. The man got out and ran away. The officer caught up with the suspect and tried to tase him.
While struggling on the ground, the male produced a handgun from his right waistband. The officer quickly pinned the male's hands, gripping the handgun against the suspect's body. The officer was able to physically keep the male's hands and the male pinned to the ground until other officers arrived.
The man was booked into jail for being a felon in possession of a firearm, aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer, and resisting arrest. A 25-year-old woman in the car was arrested on traffic charges, obstruction, and possession of a depressant.
Let's get the latest from the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
The crowds were out for the 2018 CES. The trend of smart home appliances was on display with Whirlpool.
With food recognition with the Yummly app, is you're able to scan that food and it identifies those ingredients and then it brings recipes up for you to cook.
Poncho Eddie, brand manager from Whirlpool. With the Yummly app and an internet connection, dinner is just a few taps away. Smart cities have a smart way to get around with the U-Jet, an electric motor scooter that goes nearly 100 miles on a charge.
It integrates GPS, of course. It integrates HD camera, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi.
Hube Dupre, CEO from U-Jet. They hope to hit the streets of the U.S. later this year. At CES in Las Vegas, Brett Larson, Fox News.
A man from Florida is a hero father. Even though he had serious burns, he repeatedly ran into his burning home to save his six children.
It all started when Brad Russell heard one of his children screaming for help.
This whole room was just engulfed in flames.
After getting him out of the house, he ran back in upstairs to grab a daughter, not able to make it out of that room.
And I just dove out the window backwards.
And then he went back in once again to lead everyone else to safety.
I'm not a hero if I'm dead.
Everything in the house destroyed, but everyone got out alive. Thanks, firefighters say, to a hero dad, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
7:11 now, Stephen 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Traffic conditions looking pretty good so far this morning. And right now, the heaviest traffic I'm seeing, Kellogg, eastbound right around Hillside. Traffic fairly heavy there. Also eastbound Kellogg at I-235. Traffic pretty heavy there as well. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smithman. Good morning, Leon.
Steve, how you doing, my friend?
Looks like we got one more day of spring-like weather and then back into the old deep freeze, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's right now, it is as warm as our normal daytime high would be this time of year. We're 41 degrees. It's going to be kind of breezy today. The south wind, 15, 30 miles an hour. That's sporty. It'll get your attention. This afternoon, clouds stay with us. I've got 61 going for a daytime high today, if you can believe that.
Okay. And then what happens tonight and tomorrow?
You sure you want to know?
Yeah, I want to know. That's what we're here for.
That's what we're theoretically, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is going to be an overnight through early tomorrow morning type of an event. We're going to have a very powerful, fast-moving cold front come through. It really is going to cause a travel problem, I think, along the I-70 corridor. Wichita and south-central Kansas will get strong winds. Overnight, that wind is going to shift. We'll get 20 to 40-mile-an-hour north winds. Temperatures are going to drop like a rock. We'll probably have some rain, which will quickly change over to snow. As far as accumulations for Wichita, I would say less than an inch of snow, and that would be on the high side, because unless this thing tracks a little further to the south, we're just going to get clipped by it. But that snow, what little we get, will be driven by 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds with gusts up close to 50 and bitterly cold winds. So even early in the morning, and I mean, this is going to be a commute type of a thing, and even before that, the overnight hours towards daybreak, we're looking at blowing snow, reduced visibilities, probably some slick roads. So tomorrow morning is one you'll definitely want to pay attention to.
But by tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow afternoon, the sun comes out. this is a fast, it's going to be cold. Yeah. We're going to have about a 30-degree drop. But the sun will be out. Like Andy says, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Okay.
We got to get through a mess first.
All right, sounds good. Thank you, sir. That is the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Leon Smitherman. Right now, mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. We have a south wind at 17 miles per hour. A bipartisan group of lawmakers met at the White House to discuss the way forward on immigration. And with us this morning to talk about that, Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, good morning.
It doesn't sound like it was a very long meeting. It sounds like about an hour long, but it sounds like the president and these people covered a lot of ground. Does that sound right to you?
Well, they appear to, definitely, this bipartisan group of lawmakers there in the cabinet room. What was unusual about it is the length of stay for the press. Typically, they would go in, get a photo op, and leave, and maybe some sound or something like that. In this case, they were allowed to stay for nearly an hour, and that is unusual. And so we got kind of a bird's-eye view into a meeting in the cabinet room. The president saying to Democrats he's willing to, and Republicans, he's willing to take the heat on a fix for DACA. Now, we know overnight a judge in California ruled that that program must remain in place while the issue plays out in the court. So right now the heat is off Congress, and you know what that means. They don't get anything done unless their feet are to the fire.
Right. But what's going on with the wall, though? The president's sticking by the wall, right?
Absolutely. He says that he wants border funding. He also wants there to be the chain migration program to be gotten rid of, along with the diversity lottery program. So those are his conditions, although it was strange because Senator Dianne Feinstein, a Democrat, was asking, saying, well, are you willing, Mr. President, to have a clean Dreamers bill? And he said yes. And then Kevin McCarthy stepped in and said, wait, we want the border funding. We need these things to be able to prevent the more problems in the future. And the president said yes to that. So there's a bit of mixed messaging going on there. And I was really, what caught my ear as a journalist is the president saying, maybe we need to bring back earmarks to get stuff done. So
yeah, and I was talking, I heard about that today, and explaining that earmarks are these little things they put into bills that kind of, what are they, sweeteners to the pot? They're little things that you can do back in your home district to get things done for folks like that, right?
A lot of people call it pork.
Pork, yeah.
Republicans, there's the annual, the pig report that comes out every year.
Right.
Where you have the pork barrel spending, and they've been able to cut down it. But then again, there is this idea of deal making, and I'll scratch your back, you scratch mine. And some people might say, hey, it's a great idea to bring back earmarks. I've just never heard a president say something like that. In public.
So now, and did everybody get to say something, or was it just one or two people?
There was a lot of people going around the room. Like
okay.
I mentioned, some lawmakers, Maryland, Steny Hoyer, a Democrat, also Dick Durbin. They had Dianne Feinstein, Lindsey Graham, the Republican from South Carolina, spoke as well, saying, Mr. President, close this deal on DACA. So there was a lot of discussion. People were able to talk. Again, this is a long time for reporters to be in the cabinet room. I had heard that one reporter, his cell phone ran out of charge in the middle of it. That's something that you don't want to happen. When you go into the cabinet, I've done it once or twice, and you go in and you have your equipment and stuff, and you think, okay, I'm good. I have my batteries, I have my stuff. And then if it were to go on for 55 minutes,
right,
that's a long time to be standing there.
So, Rachel, you just need a backup cell phone, right?
Oh, yeah, we have backups for the backups for the backups all the time.
Good idea. Hey, listen, thank you. We appreciate your time and your information this morning. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland in Washington, D.C., talking about that big bipartisan group of people meeting with the president yesterday. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted, and it's, we were talking about a mild and breezy day across Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature yesterday, 59 degrees. Normal high is 42. And, Ted, yes, late in the afternoon yesterday, I had a busy afternoon. I get through with my nap, my running. I went and got a haircut. And Shelly and I went out and bought me some winter boots, so I'm ready for tomorrow. And I'm telling you, they're not really boots. They're like a leather upper with one of those thick soles on the bottom. Very stylish. You're going to love them. You're going to want to borrow them on
weekend. Well, it'll be fun tomorrow to have you walk through the slush in your new shoes.
I don't know what to, are they Muckalucks? I don't know if they are. But anyway, I knew you wanted to know exactly what my footwear.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for the update.
7:18 now, Steve and Ted. It is sports time.
The waffle stompers. You ever have those in the day?
That's what I look for. Okay. I need a waffle stompers is what I need. All right, sports time with Ted Woodward. The University of Kansas basketball team entertaining Iowa State last night. Ted has all the details, right, Ted?
Tough going in the Big 12, even when you're taking on the last-place team in the league. 12th-ranked Kansas hosting last-place Iowa State in Lawrence last night. This thing was tied with 3.5 minutes to go. Who would come up big in the final minutes? Well, KU sophomore Malik Newman made sure that his team would not walk off the floor a loser last night. KU with a big 9-0 run late in the game. You heard it live on KFH.
Now a deflection by Doak. A steal for Newman. Here comes Kansas up by 4. 77-73. And this is as loud as we've heard the field house all year. Newman off the glass. And Graham from 15. Devontae Graham. He's going nuts. And Steve Prohm wants to talk things over.
That's how you finish a ball game. Devontae Graham, 1 of 10 for most of the night. Now 4 of 14, making his last three field goals. Iowa State calls the timeout down by 6.
Jayhawks go on to win it by 5, 83-78. Sophomore Malik Newman, a career-high 27 points, 19 of those coming in the second half. Zvi Mikhailuk added 23 points. He made 6 three-pointers. Jayhawks are now 3-1 in the conference, just a game out of first place behind West Virginia. 13-3 overall on the season. Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
Iowa State scouted us well. They took us out of our stuff, and they said, Malik, you're going to beat us tonight if we're going to lose, and certainly, you know, it almost happened, but you know, their guards were more explosive and quicker than us early. Hey, we're not going to apologize for winning. It was a good win, and certainly glad to be 3-1.
Jayhawks pick up the win at home last night. Kansas State is home tonight in Manhattan. Wildcats hosting Oklahoma State. K-State is coming off back-to-back losses, but they're both against top 20 teams. Wildcats are favored by 4 points at home tonight. Wildcats and the Pokes, K-State, Oklahoma State, 7 o'clock tonight, tip-off in Manhattan. That'll be nationally televised on ESPN News. Women's basketball tonight here in town for Wichita State. Shocker ladies are hosting Memphis. That'll tip off at 7 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. In hockey, the second-place Wichita Thunder is on the road tonight visiting the Tulsa Oilers. And we have JUCO men's basketball tonight. Butler Community College is on the road at Neosho. Dennis Higgins will have live coverage of the Butler Grizzlies beginning at 6:45 tonight. And that's all right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A little JUCO action coming your way for the Butler Grizzlies tonight. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Trump runs a strong meeting on immigration. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.